Joining me right now, I have meteorologist Martin Babakian, and talking about the weather as this drought continues. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you, mate?
I'm going well, thanks, Martin. And as this drought continues, it's very important that we get the right information to our farmers.
It is a difficult situation, but we have to sit down, work out exactly, tell farmers what's going to happen in spring, what's going to happen in September. They're waiting to see what sort of weather is emerging. All the time we could talk the word drought. Yes, we could talk about drought. We could say, what's the likelihood of El Nino forming in 2018? What's the proximity? For me, I'm saying it's double the normal chance that El Nino is going to be stronger in October. And it's more moderate over most of the country. Most international climate models I'm surveying, 5 of 8 models indicating it's warm, the ocean's warming and reaching El Nino level very strong in southern hemisphere at the springtime, while 6 models reaching El Nino to the December. So here, during El Nino, rainfall is eastern New South Wales typically is below average during winter and spring. What is my biggest concern is now, as new scientific understanding is, the Indian Ocean dipole remains neutral, it's no problem. But 6 model climate models suggesting that Indian Ocean dipole will be positive. I have done it all my time studying about weather pattern. The positive Indian Ocean dipole reduces the winter and spring rainfall in central, southern Australia and increase the chances of severity of any El Nino. So it means El Nino is going to be more severe, reduce the chance of rain, and because of Indian Ocean dipole. Right now, we're heading towards positive Indian Ocean dipole. That's my biggest concern. That's what I'm looking at, how the weather patterns emerging for us. So looking at the weather situation, starting from 9th of August till 15th of August, looking at Thursday, there's going to be a few clouds, maximum 17 degrees, wind chill 9 degrees, humidity 41%, and then no rain, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 11 degrees. On Friday, a few clouds, maximum temperature 18 degrees. On Saturday, a few clouds, maximum temperature 20 degrees. On Sunday, a few clouds, maximum temperature 20 degrees again. Humidity 42%. On Monday, a few clouds, maximum temperature 19 degrees. Humidity 45%. On Tuesday, sunny, maximum temperature 20. Humidity 37%. And soil moisture 20%. Soil temperature 13 degrees. On Wednesday, light showers possible, about 2 millimeters. Maximum temperature 20. Northwesterly winds. The chances of rain is very limited at this stage. So that's how it looks like, the weather pattern for 2 weeks. And that's how the description of the drought conditions are there. The probability of drought situation is not, it's not possible, we could say percentages, how accurate the weather forecast is, but we work on the probability. Why work on the probability? Because there's elements of chaotic weather patterns with ocean, air, humidity, temperature, everything else. So I've come up with a conclusion that, yes, we could put probability, but at the same time, we could say the intensity is very strong and there's going to be very, very strong chances the drought conditions are going to continue.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We do appreciate it. And, of course, if people would like to ask you a question, they can email support@bucketsradio.com.au. And for the full analysis, they visit the website. It's bucketsradio.com.au.